We have a dual mandate at the Federal Reserve. We are, by act of Congress, left alone. As long as we preserve price stability, which is quite stable right now and has been for some time and is actually coming down, that's the good news. But we're required also under the law passed by the Congress of the United States in order to be left alone to drive our monetary policy to create maximum employment. And I would submit that that's not possible using monetary policy alone. People have to be incentivized to use the money that we make available to make the fuel that we fill the tank with feed into the accelerator of the economy and job creation, and that is simply not happening. So my greatest concern is the image of my country, the image of my country abroad, in a world which is suffering from slow economic growth, where every central bank in the world, whether it's the Federal Reserve of the United States or the Bank of England or the European Central Bank, and others who follow in our footsteps as the key drivers in decision-making, the Bank of Japan, all of whom are providing maximum so-called accommodation, all the fuel they can provide at the lowest possible rates, and yet the economy is not accelerating forward. I would submit to you that they're not accelerating forward because the principal economy in the world, the driver of the world economy, is not moving. China is not the driver of the world economy. Europe does not drive the world economy. The United States drives the world economy. And we're sitting still in the water. And it's up to our elected officials to get the incentives right